is the first day of the year, January 1st, 2019. This is my podcast. The episode is on how to achieve New Year's resolutions. Yep, that fucking thing that we attempt to do in the beginning of the year and then we fail in a few weeks. God damn it. But it's okay. I'm going to help you deal with this, okay? We're going to go through this together as a family, damn it, as a family. Oh yeah, Happy New Year. Yo, this is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange. What is up with y'all's? And happy, happy New Year. You know how people say Happy New Year? You got no choice, man. You got to be happy about it, move forward and deal with it. That's the attitude I'm coming off from that. That's what Happy New Year means. Okay, here we go. No pressure, right? You don't have to be super perfect on the first day of the year. No, nobody said that. But for some reason, we hold a lot of pressure. So let's move forward on this. Again, this is to focus on how to achieve New Year's resolutions with tips from yours truly, Lady Jig. And here we go. Now, whenever I think of the new year, and I'm sure this is like a million people think this too, we think of resolutions, right? We think this is the time, this is the restart for us to do better in our lives. I love it, right? And I decide to go to the dictionary, and I know what resolution means, I know, but sometimes I just want an even more accurate definition, so I'll go to the dictionary, and it says, it means a firm decision to do or not to do something. Second definition, the action of solving a problem, dispute, or contentious matter. Ooh, that word contentious sounds so negative, so hard and rough. Anyway, and there's a lot of work to find a resolution. Even if you think about on a day-to-day basis, like, have you ever been in a situation at work or with your family and said, we need to resolve this or we won't be able to move forward? Okay, that's really how I think about it. Now, no wonder we fail to complete a resolution. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of freaking pressure. Now, with 2019 coming or whenever a new year's coming, I am excited, nervous, and scared. But why? Why should I be nervous and scared and because it's a new year? It's like any other day, right? Yet we pressure ourselves to create these resolutions to do better in life. And there's nothing wrong with improvement. I'm always about self-improvement. Because if we don't self-improve, how the hell are we going to grow up and make clearer decisions as we get older? Now, I believe improving oneself is an ongoing process until you die. Literally, until you fucking have your last breath. Now, I hate when older people use their age as an excuse to be stubborn and not listen to younger people and not be open-minded. Like, they use the excuse of, I'm set in my ways, so I'm not gonna try anymore. Now, I hate when they go like, no, that's not how you do it. When I was your age, we did this. Dude, I hope when I'm old, I can still be open-minded of the younger generation and their experiences. I hope to continue to learn no matter how old I am. Because life is exciting because it's revolving and changing. Like hell, like technology is revolving almost, I feel like, every minute. How many times like an iPhone has been released since this 5 years? Yup, exactly. Let's get to it. So the tips and tricks of achieving a New Year's resolution or resolutions, if you're that determined, that's awesome. Number one, set your resolution. Duh. It's that thing that you started talking about in December of last year and maybe during that NYE party while you were drunk after drinking 5 tequilas and a cookie, but whatever. According to GoSkills.com, the top 10 common New Year's resolutions are 1. Exercise more. 2. Lose weight. 3. Get organized. 4. Learn a new skill or hobby. 5. Live life to the fullest. 6. Save more money / spend less money. Quit smoking. That's number 7. I totally forgot to say 7. 8. Spend more time with family and friends. 9. Travel more. And 10. Read more.
Yeah, that's pretty common. I hear all of those. You notice there's nothing about drinking. Like, oh, I'm going to drink less. Yeah, fucking right. No one's going to say that. I do want to say something about save more money, spend less money. For some reason, my dad has this thing that, oh, if you don't spend on the first day of the new year, you won't spend as much throughout the year. I don't know how he got that. I don't know if it's like a mental thing that he sets for that day and then he thinks that will be the case for the whole year. That's BS to me. That is BS. Because sometimes there are expenses you just have to pay for. You have no choice. Anyway, it's just a silly, silly thing. Silly, silly thing. Number two, build off. What do I mean by this? Build off where you are now. So depending on your resolution, recognize what point of your process you're in. For example, here's a simple one. Let's say your resolution is working out 4 times a week, but right now you only work out 1 a week. Build off of that and add an extra day. Also, very important, make sure you recognize that you've been working out 1 a week since last year. Not everyone does that. That takes discipline, so that's great. Kudos to you. Another example is, let's just say you want to bench 200, but only can bench 50. Again, recognize it. Bench the 50. Let's build off that and move forward, right? You know, sometimes people might have things to build off of, but if not, that's okay too. I'm just saying, use the momentum you already have, and that's good if you already have it. If you don't, that's okay. You just have to, you have to get that, and that's not a bad thing. Okay, number three, create baby goals, aka small steps. I added the word baby to make it cute and less intimidating, and I hope that works for you. What this really is creating small steps to reach your resolution. You learn how to walk before you start running. At least I hope you did, because if you started running first, that doesn't make sense. But I'm sure that's the case, that you started walking first before running. So for example, let's just say your resolution might be run a mile without stopping. Great. If you only can run a fourth a mile without stopping, the next time you go further past the fourth mile and see if you can do that consistently for a few days or a week. Again, going back to that other tip on building off, then you can build off of that. The small goals are less intimidating than the daunting task of completing the resolution. Before you know it, you'll be running more than a mile.
One newsflash, I got something to tell you that is now changing the world, and that is flavored condoms. What? Mind blown. Here are the flavors: strawberry, mint, grape, chocolate, blueberry, vanilla, cola, banana. And I'm sure there's other flavors. This is the ones I found online so far. Can you imagine tasting latex cola together? It must be delicious. And of course, they have to have banana. I mean, that is one of the emojis for a dick. Anyway, I thought I'd take a moment to tell you that because I am Lady Jig and I have to give you the information before anyone else.
The next tips are actually focused on the mental, meaning the way you wire your brain to achieve the resolution. The following are reasons why we fail to achieve our New Year's resolution. So I will list them, but at the same time, turn them around to our benefit so that way we can motherfucking complete this resolution or resolutions, depending who you are. So that way you're not afraid, no longer afraid. Don't worry, I got you guys. I love you guys. Remember, I love you guys. So the first reason that I'm mentioning why we fail to achieve our New Year's resolutions, number one, be patient. Give yourself time. That's the thing. We don't give ourselves time and then we fail. We give up. We are our own harshest critic. Shit, that's a tongue twister. Again, we are our own harshest critic. We need to be kinder to ourselves, especially when it comes to trying new things and challenging ourselves. Some of these resolutions we set are new to us or repeats. It's going to be different this time though, because you know what? You're going to be patient and you're going to do the following shit I tell you, because you know, I love you. You know that, right? I mean, I may seem mad, but I'm not. I'm just really passionate about you achieving your goals in life. Anyway, I hope you believe me. Number two, allow yourself to fail. If you had a bad day or week and for some reason you didn't do a run at all, get back to it as soon as you can. Life happens. We all know shit is not perfect. It's all about bouncing back, as they say. So yeah, need not to be afraid. You can try and try again. Remember what Aaliyah said? If you first don't succeed, try again. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about. You know what song I'm talking about. And I have talked about failure in another episode, that failure is not necessarily a bad thing. And that's where we got to kind of change our mindset about the word failure.
Fail.
I think growing up, failure has gotten a bad rep, you know, in like school, from our parents, and in general, right? Like, oh, you're a fucking failure if you don't blah, 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 right? Here's the thing, guys. Look, if we decide to quit on something because maybe we're just not feeling it, we're not good at it or something, it's not a bad thing. If anything, the best thing to do when you do decide to quit is not to look at it like, oh, fuck, I fucked up, I failed, right? Look at it why you're stopping in the first place, right? There are many people, right, who go through medical school at first thinking, yeah, I want to do this. They do it as they're going to school, they realize, you know what? I don't think I want to do this. I want to be a singer, right? Or something. And they stop maybe midway and people are wondering, oh my God, I can't believe you stopped med school halfway. Like you're almost there, blah, 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 blah. And maybe they might see them as a failure or what, but you know what? They didn't want to do that. Are they going to be happy? Are they going to be successful pushing themselves to be a doctor when they don't want to be a doctor? To me, that's not failure. To me, it's just a stopping to recognize, you know what? I just can't do it. That's just not me, and move forward, right? So when we fail, it's not necessarily because we give up, because we can't do it. Maybe we're just not passionate about it, right? So there's different ways to look at failure, or maybe we didn't complete a goal and we stopped. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe it's like, oh shit, I think I need to readjust. You know, maybe I set my goal too high. Let's just reset and start over, right? We can also learn from failures too. So, you know, everything's a lesson, guys. Words exist for a reason, to help us understand the world and compartmentalize like every shit in our lives and blah, 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 blah. But yes, please don't look at failure as a negative thing. It's part of life. It is part of life. We need to know failure to succeed. That's what I think. We need to know failure to succeed, because failure will remind us to, or push us, or even motivate us to try harder the next time. So anyway, allow yourself to fail. But remember, bounce back. Bounce back. Number three, prioritize your goals. Don't use your responsibilities as an excuse to not complete them. You've been using your quote-unquote busyness as an excuse for years. It's okay to prioritize yourself. Self-care is okay. Recognize what your current responsibilities are and see if you can cut them down or delegate them to someone else. For example, let's just say you're the only person that does everyone's laundry. Well, guess what? Give that job to somebody else, or maybe split the tasks with other people in the house. It could be your spouse, could be your children, something. Like, create a system. Or you can even take turns when it comes to cooking, right? And so that way you're not the only person that cooks. There's ways to delegate a task. So that way you can focus on yourself. So delegating tasks can give you more time to achieve the smaller goals, right? Number four, be honest, realistic, and flexible. If for some reason you're unable to delegate and you're super busy, but yet you're determined to achieve your resolution, adjust your resolution around your schedule. This way you're not going to use the age-old excuse of how busy you are. For example, you want to run 5 days a week? Is that realistic? based on your schedule. When you're in the office, maybe 12 hours a day, or maybe you're a nurse 12 hours a day. I don't know. Is that realistic? Be honest with yourself. If not, make it 3 days and see what happens. Be flexible. You can always change your goal. There's no resolution police. You can do whatever you want to achieve your resolution, whatever you want. Just adjust and make smaller steps. I think the next one should be applied in different areas in our life in general. Number 5 is recognize the achievements you already made. I'm talking about those baby goals, aka small steps you've achieved. It's celebrating the loss of 1 pound when your ultimate resolution is to lose 10 pounds. Those baby steps matter, and they should be celebrated each time and recognize that you've done them. So good job. I'm already giving you a good job for achieving anything you've achieved already. I know it's only the second day that I'm saying this of 2019, but you know I believe in you, and I know you can achieve it. Okay, so the next one is kind of like a do or don't. But number 6, tell people about your resolutions. Maybe you can join a group who have similar goals. Make each other accountable. Like, hey man, don't eat that Twinkie. It has 1,000 calories. You know, shit like that. So there's a plus to that because you have each other and you could remind each other, support one another, organize maybe like time together to, let's just say, oh, let's cook a healthy meal. You know, if that's your goal of eating healthy, something like that. The reason I say that this is that there's downside to this is that maybe you could feel intimidated by other people that are so like gung-ho and they have achieved all these goals already. And you're just like, oh, fuck, I'm lagging, right? And then that might make you give up, right? It's one of those things, right? It could either motivate you or make you give up. So it's a balance. I think though, if you're with a good group of people, they should be able to encourage each other, not make each other feel like shit, obviously, but really encourage one another that, hey, you know, I didn't see you last week in our group run. I hope everything's fine. You know, I don't know how it is, but I hope that, you know, you're part of a system that's supportive and caring and understanding and not super harsh too. You don't want to be like, you don't want to have some bitchy ass fool in your group like, oh, why didn't you show up last week? You know, okay, they sound like that. Exactly like that. We were waiting for you in the park and you're late again. I don't know why my person sounds like that. Oh, gosh, the things that come out of my mouth. Fun, right? That's why you listen to me, right? Because I'm in fun in the sun over here. So those are my tips and tricks to achieving your New Year's resolutions. If you have any ideas that you want to share in regards to this, please message me at Lady Jig's Google Voice number at 415-320-8375. Again, the number is 415-320-8375. I know you're probably wondering, what the hell is 415? Well, guess what? That is motherfucking San Francisco's area code. So I'm not going to change it to any of the ones here in where I live, which is around the LA area. I'm keeping it 415 because I was living there for the last 10 years or, you know. Yeah, so I'm proud of my city. Anyway, so please text me your response. If you don't have anything to say or to add to this, but yet you want to tell me that you love me and you support me and you like my podcast, please still text me because it gives me a lot of encouragement and it makes me feel special and loved because sometimes I think, who's listening to this besides 5 people I know? I'm just kidding. I know more people are listening to me, but it's different when you get recognized, right? Come on, you guys, for real. Like, think about it. You know, you feel good when your mom's like, oh, thank you for helping me out the other day. And she gives you a kiss. You know what I mean? I mean, you guys can't give me a kiss, but I'm just saying it's nice to be recognized. Right? Am I right? I know you're saying right in your head. I know. I'm hearing it. I'm pretending. I know. Again, thank you for joining me with another episode of Love Exchange. This is the first episode of the new year. Woo woo! Yeah. And actually, one of my goals is to to produce more podcasts a month, because the last few months of 2018, I wasn't producing as much as I used to. It was like once a month, and that was like my minimum. And I almost missed the mark last month, which was December 2018. I was like, I'm putting something out. I hope you listen to that one, but I'm just saying I want to at least do two. Twice a month, ideally twice a month or three if I'm that adventurous. But yeah, thanks again for those. I mean, 2018 has been an incredible year in a lot of ways. And when it comes to my podcast, yeah, I made a lot of like good things out of my podcast. I want to continue to push my podcast for more people to listen to it and to get maybe monetary support from people. But it's been cool kind of like getting to know people through my podcast. Actually, I'm able to tell people like, hey, I have a podcast, and then they're interested, and that's how I meet people. So I'm excited for 2019 when it comes to this particular endeavor. I definitely am still passionate about producing more. Yeah, thank you again. I appreciate each and one of you for listening and also contributing. I know I've been sending out those texts and people have been responding. Hey, ladies, I haven't been hearing from you. But anyway, I appreciate your feedback and your point of view. They're always welcome here in my podcast. I always want to create a safe space that people can openly share their opinions. Until next time, be good to yourself, be good to others. Peace.